Well, there are divided opinions on the streets about the Royal Commission and whether it's necessary. Our reporter Thomas Ariti headed into the heart of Sydney's CBD just after the inquiry was announced.
Well, I'm here in Martin Place. I'm standing next to the Reserve Bank of Australia, looking down towards the Commonwealth Bank. It's a bustling part of Sydney and certainly very much symbolic of the financial services industry, at least in this city. So let's have a chat to a few people nearby to see what they think of this Royal Commission that was announced this morning.
I suspect it's probably a good idea to have a look at bank fees and what they do charge, but I'm not sure a Royal Commission's the way to go. It's an expensive option.
Do you think some of these concerns about bank fees, for example, are legitimate concerns?
Yes, I do. And particularly credit card fees and so on, I think, need to be looked at.
It's a good idea cracking down on them, as long as there's some transparency to it.
What are some of the concerns that you might have that you'd like to see investigated?
Well, banks not honouring their agreement or their side of the things because they obviously have an overbearing power over individual clients.
Have you had any negative experiences with the banks yourself?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, anything that you want to get done, it's at least 2 to 3 weeks before it's done.
Do you think that something like this could restore public confidence in the financial services industry?
No, I think the power is too far concentrated in the banks for that to happen.
There should be some sort of accountability, that's all, really.
Have you had any experience, negative experience with the banks?
Not really bad ones, but I've had experience that I've been charged unnecessarily.
So your concern is bank fees predominantly?
Yes. I just don't think it is fair for them to do that.
Well, Julie has a different view. She thinks that a Royal Commission into the financial services industry would be a complete waste of money.
The banks are doing a really good job. I don't work in a bank, but they're doing a really good job. When the GFC hit the rest of the world, Australia was fine because of our strong banking. Save your money, government. You already just lost a whole heap of it on a stupid plebiscite.
The big four banks have written to the Treasurer saying, OK, let's do this Royal Commission because there's a lot of political uncertainty and that's undermining confidence in the banks. Do you think this could restore confidence in the financial services industry?
No, I don't think so. Australians just bash banks all the time, and with the government backing them, the banks don't have a chance.
Do you think that some of the concerns about bank fees and financial advice are legitimate from some Australians?
No, not at all.
So I'm in a cab here with Harry. Harry, what's your view? Should there be a Royal Commission?
Absolutely.
Why do you say that?
They need to be brought to account.
And what are some of the issues that concern you?
They're rorting the public. With all these interest rates.
Well, elsewhere in the CBD, I caught up with Patrick, who says he does think there are legitimate issues that a Royal Commission needs to be investigating, but he thinks it could also be good for the financial services industry.
We need confidence in the banks, right, because we can't really do without them. And so it's not about getting rid of banks or anything like that. I think it's just making those banks behave in a more socially responsible way, or the people that are working within those banks behave in a more socially responsible way and realise that it's not just about making profits for shareholders or bonuses for chief executives, but it's about doing a social good, because I think banks do have that role.
What are some of the main issues that you'd like to see focused on in the Royal Commission?
Well, I think greater responsibility and oversight of these practices. I think people who give bad advice have got away with it for far too long, and I think banks' profits have been put ahead of the customer's well-being and the proper financial advice that should have been given to those customers.
Patrick on the streets of Sydney speaking with our reporter Thomas Ariti.